Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
It's time for Friday Night Racing. Don McLean is on the line. Don, it's a busy enough weekend and there's a few bits and pieces to tidy up before we talk about the actual races themselves. Colin Keane is on the verge of glory, 23 years of age, and a first Irish champion jockey's title is nearly in the bag for him.
Yeah, look, I'd say it's in the bag now, Ger, at this stage. He at the start of racing tonight, he was 10 winners clear of Pat Smullen. And to put the icing on it, he rode the first winner at Dundalk as well. So, look, it's an unbelievable story, Ger. Like, it's been some tough between the two of them all season. Like, Colin Keane got out in front very early in the season, and all the while you expected that Pat would get him because of the strength in depth that Pat Smullen has at his disposal with Dermot Wells, but you know he never really got past him, and all the while you were thinking that Colin's lead was going to be eroded, and it was, but he kicked on again, and with Ger Lyons behind, like Ger Lyons has been, he sent out 13 winners in October compared to 5 last year, so he really pulled out all the stops from as well. But no, like Colin King, he fully deserves it. He only rode his first winner I think 7 years ago. So to go from that, he was champion apprentice, then he was second last or 2 years ago to Pat, second again last year to Pat, and then to win it this year. No, it's brilliant. It's some meteoric rise for him now.
Yeah, good to have some new young talent coming through, because obviously some of those more seasoned jockeys are at the autumn of their career. So no harm having some whippersnappers snapping at their heels. Aidan O'Brien has broken the record. I think that was kind of the consensus on last Friday's show, was that he was imminently about to break the record, but now he's become the greatest Group 1 training trainer in history.
Yeah, 26. He got a 26 in the Racing Post Trophy last Saturday, and brilliant. Like, you know, we've been speaking about him a lot all season, Ger. The achievement that it would be if he went and did it, and now he's gone and done it. Like, Bobby Frankel's record from 2003, and when Bobby Frankel trained 25 in 2003, he broke the record that Aidan himself had set in 2001 with 23 in 2001. Bobby Frankel trained 25 in 2003, and now Aidan's gone and trained 26. So yeah, look, another phenomenal achievement. And actually the following day in France, he had big chances in 2 Group 1 races there, and racing was abandoned because there was a strike by some trainers there, so racing got abandoned. So he didn't get a chance to add to it there, but he's got a chance to add to it again at Dalmar over the weekend and at the Breeders' Cup. But like, really, you know, it's a world record. It's more Group 1 races than any trainer has ever trained in a year before. Most trainers, you know, they target training 1 Group 1 winner, or you know, to have 1 Group 1, even the top trainers, 1 Group 1 winner a year. But to have 26 in 1 year, it's fairly unbelievable, actually.
You mentioned the Breeders' Cup. We may as well talk about it briefly before we get into the racing in the UK and Down Royal over the weekend. Let's start with what is the main highlight? Like, obviously, O'Brien has a number of chances here. I think Roly Poly is one of them that people have been talking about in particular, having a good chance.
Yeah, Roly Poly's won. Like actually, I think he's got 13 runners over the course of the weekend between tonight and tomorrow night. Roly Poly goes in the mile, which is, she's a filly going in the mile. Like, she could have gone in the filly and mare turf, but Rhododendron's going in that. So he's got a nice split. Lancaster Vama goes in the mile as well. So they've got big chances. I suppose the classic is the race that he hasn't won, or it's one of them that he hasn't won. He's got Churchill and War Decree in that. The turf is the race in which he's been most successful down through the year. I think he's trained 6 winners of the turf, including High Chaparral, who won it twice, well, won it once on his own and Dead Heated once. And Highland Reel is going back to that. He won it last year. He was a really impressive winner last year. People said that maybe he got out in front of, it was a super ride by Shimmy Heffernan, and he got out in front, and maybe that the other riders gave him a bit of a solo, but I think he won it on merit. He was the best horse in the race in the conditions, and it looks like he's been trained to go back and win it again. He ran a massive race the last day at Ascot in the Champion Stakes on ground that would have been softer than ideal for him, back on fast ground, back in America. Now, it's Del Mar this year. It was Santa Anita last year when he won it. But, and Del Mar reportedly, it's a little bit different to Santa Anita in that it's tighter. It's a very tight track with a short home straight. But I'd say that might suit Highland Reel even more if Ryan Murr can just get him out in front and get him into a nice even rhythm, which he's a front runner. He likes to bowl along prominently. I think he should take all the beating.
All right, so there's a good chance that he might be adding to that number of 26 as well. Right, let's start with Down Royal on Saturday at 2:30. The race here is the JMWine.com Champion Chase. And again, this is the re-emergence of a bunch of fairly familiar faces. Alpha Des Oboe, Carlingford Lock, more of that, our Duke, Outlander, Road to Respect, Sub-Lieutenant and Zabana. Not a bad old race to be kicking off the weekend.
Yeah, it's a hell of a race, Chair. It's great. Like, look, this, we're going to get this now at this stage of the year. All the horses, the National Hunt horses, the chasers, and all the hurdlers, chasers, bumper horses from last year coming back. So, yeah, look, our Duke sets the standard. He's the one that you want to see back. He won the Irish Grand National last year really, really impressively. Like, he put up a super performance that day. Under a fairly significant weight, 11 stone 4, but he just travelled so well. And in fairness to Connections, they decided to bypass Cheltenham, not to go there. He would have been one of the favourites, if not the favourite for the RSA Chase if he'd gone there, but they sidestepped Cheltenham, went to Ferry, won the Irish National, and now he's back this year. I presume, of course, that the Cheltenham Gold Cup will be his ultimate aim, but he's got lots of big races to contest along the way, and this is the start. Like, it's a Grade One race, Jerry. Like, it's a valuable prize. It's a race that trainers target with their you know, their really good staying chasers. Road to Respect, Noel Mee's running him. One of the Jigginstown horses. There are a good few Jigginstown. I think there are four Jigginstown horses in it. He won impressively last time the Daily Star Chase at Punchestown. Look, he's a horse. He's only six. So, and he won at the Cheltenham Festival last year. He's a horse that could go on, and he could go on to be very, very good this year. He could even be a Gold Cup prospect. Just be a little bit worried about him going right-handed again. He does jump a little bit to his left. That said, he jumped a little bit to his left at Punchestown last time, which is also right-handed, and he won. He stayed on really well, and he had Sub-Lieutenant behind him that day, and Zabana, and Carlingford Lock, all of whom and Outlander, actually, all of whom reopposed. So he's probably one that will be the biggest danger to our Duke. If it was a left-handed track, he'd probably have a better chance, though. And our Duke, I just got about £10 in hand on official ratings, so it makes sense that he's an odds-on favourite to win it.
Okay, it's looking around about 5-4 at the moment. Road to Respect at around about 10-3 was the latest odds I'd seen there. So on to Weatherby on Saturday. This is the Charlie Hall Chase. Again, this looks like an absolutely sensational race. Dom, what are you looking at here?
Yeah, well, it's Cody Green. Q Card back for more. Q Card is just an unbelievable horse. You know, he keeps on coming back. We keep on writing. Well, I keep on writing him off. I'm thinking he's gone beyond his peak, but he just keeps coming back. Like, his run at Ascot last February in the Ascot Chase was just really, really impressive run. As an 11-year-old to put up a performance like that, I suppose in the Gold Cup, he was probably a beaten horse this year when he fell. He fell last in the race last year, and he was travelling well at the third last. This year, he fell when he was probably beaten, and he didn't run badly at Aintree. Then next time, he was only just beaten by T for Two. I suppose you would have expected him to beat T for Two, but he still ran a big race in defeat, and now he's back. He loves this track. He goes well at this time of year, and he's. I suppose the fact that he has to give £6 to Conagree, Jared, that may be a factor in the fact that Conagree is favoured by the bookmakers or by the market. But Conagree, like, it seems like he's been around for ages as well, and he is 10 years old, but he's only run 7 times over fences. He's a fragile horse. The Bradstocks are, you know, they mine him with kid gloves. So to get him back to the track, It's great that it looks like it's going to run. As long as the ground is safe, hopefully now the ground, it looked kind of easy enough at Weatherby today, and there is a little bit more rain forecast. So look, it should be soft enough for Cundagree to go and take his chance. And the last time we saw him was at Punchestown in the Punchestown Gold Cup last April, when he had that thrilling race with Chicadam and Size and John. It was one of the races of the season, I thought, last year. It was definitely one of the races of the week at Punchestown. Sizen John just came out on top in front of Chicadam, and Conagree ran a cracker in third. And that was his first run since the previous November. So it was a massive run by him. We know that he can go well fresh, and the £6 that he gets from Two Cards might just be enough to sway it in his favour. But, I, you know, as you said, Jared, it's a deep race, definitely Red and Black Lion and Bristol DeMay. They're all really good horses, and you know, I think Bristol Domain in particular has got plenty of scope for further progression.
Okay, so Bristol Domain is the tip for the weekend?
Yeah, I think that he's about a 9 or a 10 to 1 shot, Ger, and he just could run better than a 10 to 1 shot should.
Okay, so a bit of value about that one as well. And let's do the last race that we're going to talk about this week is the 3:35 at Ascot on Saturday. This is the Gold Cup Handicap Chase. This is a big owl handicap here with loads and loads of runners. And these are the, I know you like these ones, Don, because this is there tends to be a bit of value somewhere in the field.
Yeah, there tends to be. It's the case of finding it there. That's the difficulty. Go Conquer has been favourite for a little while. I suppose he won at Fontwell on his debut this year. He probably won with more in hand than he only got home by 2 lengths in the end from Adam A. But he kind of idled on the run in that day, and he probably had more in hand than that. But the handicapper's given him £7, which is it's a fair hike. And he's stepping up to 3 miles, taking on better horses, including Anthony, who won this race last year, actually. And he finished behind him that day at Fontwell, but you think that Gary Moore might have had this race in mind. So I'd say that Fontwell race for Anthony was a kind of a race to bring him forward with this race in mind. And he's only £4 higher now than he was last year. He's got a big chance. Dark Flame's another one with a big chance. He hasn't run this season yet, but he was a very progressive novice last year. He's only run 5 times over fences, and his 2 disappointing runs were both on soft ground. So back on better ground at Ascot tomorrow, that should favour him. And he's got a really good record at Ascot. He won his maiden hurdle there, and he's run 2 times over fences there. He's run really well on both occasions. So he's towards the head of the market as well. There, he's about an 8 to 1 or 9 to 1 shot. But it's a good each way race. There are 18 runners. So all bookmakers will be a quality of the first 4, and 1 or 2 of them might even be going the first 5. So it's definitely a race worth looking at.
All right, Don, great stuff. Thanks a million. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Ger.
Off the Ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.